I do. And I mean, and it's around this definition of cooperation, or you know, a sense that people don't do what the compensation agency expects them to do. I have said this morning, and I know this was discussed yesterday at the Justice Committee, that we're going to ask the Minister, because he's getting a briefing from the agency. But I certainly will be ensuring that the agency don't make the assumption, you know, that people have to prove beyond, you know, all doubt that they've done everything to get compensation.
How many more similar cases do you know of?
Well, I know of two, and perhaps not, you know, totally the same, but there are similarities, and the similarities are around subjective decisions, and they're certainly decisions where if anyone knew the context in which these shootings take place, then the compensation agency wouldn't refuse it on those particular grounds.
Is it also a case here too that many of these shooting victims are afraid to cooperate with the police because they feel under threat?
Well, in the essence of Mr. Ward, I mean, the PSNI and they're the commander for this have said publicly that he did cooperate. I think you have a point. I think that when people are examining the circumstance and the context in which these shootings take place, then proper weight should be given that. You know, people do operate in a place and a time where they are frightened. They feel under threat. And when you're frightened and feel under threat, then you may do things or act in a way which is contrary to what you would want to do. And I think the compensation agency should take proper recognition.